Hey, this is Leon Depria, the founder of Encounter Churches, and you are listening to Encounter Now Podcast. I hope this message inspires you, empowers you, and builds your spirit. Enjoy.
Welcome to Encounter Now Podcast, and this morning we're going to be talking about what is your deepest desire? Stay tuned. What is desire? Desire is something that provokes and causes change in your life. It is something that that causes you to strive towards something. It is something that causes you to reach for something that is maybe seemingly out of grasp. And you know, the difference between desires and needs is that needs, needs often don't provoke somebody to step out of their comfort zone. But something that is a desire causes you to reach for it. It causes you to stretch out your hand, to pursue after a thing, to go after something. You know, so if you truly desire God's blessings, if you truly desire miracles in your life, then you must be willing to pursue them. You must be willing to reach for them from desire. You know, God respects somebody who is pursuing, and He rewards somebody who is pursuing, who is reaching for something, who is desiring something. God rewards someone like that. And you know, desire is what gives birth to miracles. Desire is what gives birth to blessings and change in your life. So I want to share this morning with Encounter Now Podcast, I want to share 6 important facts about desire, and I want to challenge you this morning. What is it that you desire after? And are you pursuing those desires? Are you allowing those desires to motivate you and to push you towards accomplishing whatever God has for you in life? So, number one, your desires are always more motivating than your needs. You'll find a person who has desire is more motivated than somebody who has needs. We all have needs. Everyone has needs. But why are some more motivated than others? Why are some more persistent than others? Why are some pursuing things harder than others? There's many great examples in history. If you look at, for example, the Wright brothers, they succeeded because of their desire to fly. It was the desire to fly that inspired the Wright brothers to create the airplane, to be the first people to fly. The same is true for Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb. You know, he famously said after 10,000 failed attempts and experiments that he now knows 10,000 ways how not to make a light bulb. His attitude was he had the right attitude, but he was driven by desire. He desired to perfect the light bulb, to capture electricity and cause light. And you know, many great inventors exemplify and model for us a deep desire that motivated them when everyone else would have given up, and motivated them through difficulties and challenges and resistance from people and opposition. Henry Ford is another great example. Henry Ford desired to create the V8 engine. If you understand Henry Ford, he really wanted to create an engine that had 8 cylinders in it in one block. And everyone who worked for him said that it was impossible. Everyone who heard him say this said that it was impossible, but he continued to pursue it. He continued to work on it, and he continued for months and months and months until a year had passed. Even the same engineers said to him, it's impossible. But through determination and desire to succeed, he continued and he pressed on. Suddenly they realized and they discovered the secret to how to create this engine, and the famous V8 engine that Henry Ford is famous for became a reality. And it's as a result of his desire that caused a revolution to take place in the automotive industry. So my question this morning to you is, how intense is your craving for your dreams to happen? How intense is your desire for the dreams that God has placed within you to come to pass, for your purpose to come to pass? Do you hate, being poor? Do you hate being limited? Do you hate, you know, the fact that you're not where you should be or where you know you should be? You must first hate where you are and despise where you are for you to push on to where you want to be. So number one, that was number one. Desires are always more motivating than needs. Number two, the proof of desire is in pursuit. If you say to me that you desire something, the proof of that desire is in your pursuit of that very thing. You can recognize somebody has desire by how they pursue and go after things and continue on with it. I can say to you, I desire to play piano, but if I never take a lesson in my life, if I never do anything about it, that's not true desire. It's just, you know, something that maybe I wanted, but nothing that was worth investing in, nothing that was worth making sacrifices for. So the proof of desire is that you're willing to go after it, that you're willing to reach for it. And that comes at the expense of your time, your money, and resources. So if you really desire something, it will receive your time and your attention. So it'll dominate your thoughts. It'll be the thing that you are constantly mindful of, constantly thinking about. What is the thing that you most focus on, that you think about the most? What is the thing that you invest your time and your attention in? That is the thing that you desire the most. So desire is proven by how you pursue something. Number three, the scriptures help us to understand the power of desire. The Bible makes it very clear, the power of desire. It says in Psalm 37 verse 4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. God is interested in the desires of your heart. God will give us the desires of our heart. All we have to do is delight ourselves in him. So again, in Mark 11 verse 24, it says, whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you shall have them. Jesus made it clear that if you desire something and you believe in your heart that you will receive it, you will have it. Number four, the proof of passion and desire is the willingness to reach for it. We have to be those that possess more than just a simple need for a miracle. You must have a desire for a miracle, a desire that pushes you to the point of reaching no matter what, like Jacob who wrestled with God, that you can say, I will not let you go until you bless me. I will not let you go until I have what I need. That is passion. That is desire. And number five, you will always reach for what you truly desire. So if you say to me that you desire something, you will reach for that thing. Whether you admit it or not, you always reach for what you really desire. So you can see your actions will betray what you desire. You can say something, say one thing, but what you're reaching for, what you're pursuing, shows what you truly desire. Psalm 35 verse 27 says, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Our desire will always make us go the extra mile. It always causes us to push a little harder, to reach a little higher, to go a little further. It causes us to go the extra mile. This is a very, very profound principle that is found in the story of Mark chapter number 5. And we see the certain woman, the woman that had been affected with the issue of blood for 12 years. And because of her desire, she was in great pain. She had seen many doctors. She had had many tell her the conditions. And it must have been crazy, the crowd that was gathered by Jesus. But because of her desire, because of her desire, she reached and she knew that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, if she could just get close to him, her desire for a miracle, her desire for a breakthrough was so great that it propelled her forward and caused her to reach forward and touch the hem of Jesus' garment and receive her healing. Number six, you must learn how to put fuel on the fire of your desire. don't allow your desire to die and your desire to fizzle out and to die out. Rather, fuel the fire of your desire. God has given you a desire for good reason. There's no desire that you have. The aspect of desire is a God-given thing. So don't stifle desire. Rather, fuel your desires and fuel godly desires that you can pursue and reach for the things of God. God gave deep within Abraham the desire to have a son that caused Abraham to, even though his circumstances said one thing, he still had faith because God gave him that desire. He learned how to fuel that desire and believed and trusted through faith that God would fulfill the promise that he had given him. Desire is like a person. It has a life. It is born, it grows, but it can also die. So don't ever allow your desires to die. I really trust that this podcast blessed you, and I want to ask you, share this podcast and let us know in the comments below, what is it that you truly desire? What is your deepest desire for God? Let me know in the comments, and God bless you.